Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and each week I'll pick the losers in high school games on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V, we only got four teams left out of the many teams that started the season on WRHI. I guess we'll just call them the Final Four.
This is where, if you will, Gene, the rubber really hits the road.
Okay, let's start picking some Friday. Nice losers.
T.L. Hanner versus Spartanburg.
The Yellow Jackets lead this series 5-3. Spartanburg hasn't beaten Hanna since 2015 and 2016. Sparkle City Vandals march down I-85 to North Anderson and smash Radio's Bugmen in a rout. Friday, nice loser, the T.L. Hanna Yellow Jackets.
Blythewood versus James F. Burns.
The Bengals and the Rebels have only met once, and that was in 2011. Burns won 31-0. The Rebels average about 35 points a game and give up only about 18. The Bengals average about 33 points a game and only allow 11. The Johnny Rebs fix bayonets, and the Albino Tigers end up on the wrong end of the blades in the Blythewood jungle. Friday, night's loser, the Blythewood Bengals in a close one.
Goose Creek versus Carolina Forest.
Goose Creek owns this series with 7-1 by Carolina Forest. The Gators won 6 in a row before losing in 2019 to the Panthers. The Gators won in 2020 by 7. Expect another close one. The Myrtle Beach Black Cats wander too far into the swamp and end up being death rolled by the Duck Ditch Lizards. Friday, night's loser, the Carolina Forest Panthers.
Johnsonville versus Bamberg Earhart.
The Raiders and the Flashes have only met twice in the history of these two schools. That was in 1974 and 1973. The Raiders won both games by an average of about 32-9. The law of averages will give you 1 out of 3. The Blue and Gold Streaks hit the Red Renegades in the heart with their lightning bolts and win for the first time in history. Friday, night's loser, the Bamberg Earhart Raiders.
Silver Bluff versus Fairfield Central.
The Bulldogs and the Griffins have only met twice, with each team winning a game. Both games were low-scoring affairs. This is the rubber game in the match. The mythical creatures with a lion's body, an eagle's wings, and a head play outstanding defense and make the Red Clay Hounds heel. Friday, night's loser, the Silver Bluff Bulldogs in a close one.
Chapman versus Seneca.
This series is tied at 5 wins apiece between the Panthers and the Bobcats. Seneca won the first 5 games, and Chapman has won the last 5 games. The fur will be flying as the Oconee larger-than-life house cats tangle with the orange and black jungle cats. The Inman Pride claws out a win at home and makes Mike Drummond proud. Friday, night's loser, the Seneca High Bobcats.
Powdersville versus Chester.
The Cyclones lead this series 2-1 and have won the last 2 in a row. Chester is 4-1 on the road this year. Victor Floyd's Big Red Tornadoes bring the storm to Particleville and blow the Loyalists all the way to Easley. Friday, night's loser, the Powdersville Patriots.
Andrew Jackson versus Timberland.
The Volunteers and Wolves have never met. Old Hickory's Volunteers put down the St. Stephen's Forest Dogs and end their season. Friday, night's loser, the Timberland Wolves.
Louisville versus Denmark Olar.
The last time these two teams met, I was 4 months old. 1958 was the year, and the Lions lost to the Vikings 33-12. The Lions are averaging 44 points a game, while the Vikings average about 32. The Richburg Pride defends its den against the Bamberg County Renegades and claws out a win to get to the quarterfinals. Friday, night's loser, the Denmark Olar Vikings.
Somerville versus Lexington.
This series goes back to 1964, but these two teams have only met five times. The Wildcats have won three games to the Green Waves, two. The Midland Cats get caught at high tide in Flower Town and drown. Surf's up Friday. Nice loser, the Lexington Wildcats.
West Side versus Indian Land.
These two teams have never met. Adam Hastings' Renegades from the original reservation control the ball and keep Scott Early's Horned Goats on the sideline and eke out a win in Anderson. Friday, night's loser, the West Side Rams.
North Augusta versus Catawba Ridge.
These two teams have never met either. The red-headed snakes strike often, and their venom is much more poisonous than the Savannah River mud wasps. Thursday, night's loser, the North Augusta Yellow Jackets.
Greenville versus South Point.
South Point controls this series against Greenville, seven wins to no losses. Your series goes back to 2010. There is a sea of red on hand in historic Serene Stadium, and Collin's Big Red Horses run over and around and through the G-men in a rout. Friday, night's loser, the Greenville High Red Raiders.
Northwestern versus Greenwood.
This is a series that dates back to 1989. Northwestern has five wins to Greenwood's one win. The black and gold Raptors from the Emerald City can't survive the big purple wave from the purple and gold Warriors and get washed all the way down the broad river to the Greenwood. Friday, night's loser, the Greenwood High Eagles. That's all the time we have this week. Thank you for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to support high school football in your hometown, then listen to the OTS Sports Network. J5V, quarterfinals next week. Bring your quarters.
Cha-ching!
Push it back, push it back, way back.
On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight.